Halacha is ain kaifen as ha meicher. We don't force now Shimon. We don't force the meicher limcher. Zimna achriti, because we don't force the meicher to write up a second shtar. That's the chiddush. Because right now, when Reuben gives the $10,000 to Shimon, Shimon writes out one shtar mechira. You told me to write it in the name of Resh Galusa. I'm putting down the name of Resh Galusa. Later, when Reuben says, but I also want a private shtar that I own it. Like, let's say the Resh Galusa is going to want to take it away. I want to have a shtar that I really own it. So that you can't force the meicher. The meicher doesn't have to write you a second shtar saying it belongs to you. But v'imomaloi, but if when Reuven first paid the money to Shimon, he said clearly, Al Manas, that I'm paying you the money that I'm not, that you, Shimon, write me up a second shtar, saying that really I'm the owner, then we force the meicher to Shimon to write up a second shtar to this Reuven. Whereas the first shtar is that this field was sold to Resh Galusa. So Reuven holds on to that shtar in case anybody wants to take it away from him. He says, listen, you start up a Resh Galusa, better be careful. So he has the first shtar saying that really that it was sold to Resh Galusa. But then Shimon has to write him up a second shtar saying that really, really, the field belongs to you, Reuven. So that's Pshat the Braisa. So with the Tanai, Shimon has to write a second shtar, and without the Tanai, he doesn't have to. Oh mama, what we just say, Halakeyach saw the Bishem Chaveroi. If somebody buys a field in the name of his friend, Halakeyach saw the Bishem Chaveroi. If you buy a field for yourself, but you have the deed in somebody else's name, and Kaifen as Samoichalimchar, Zimnachriti. So you can't force them, the Moicha the Shimon, to write you up a second star. You told them, listen, I'm paying for it, and I'm gonna own it, but I just want you to write the star in the name of Resh Galusa. So if he did it, you can't force him later to tell you to write you up a second shtar. So Marsa Pshit, of course, like what's the argument? How can you force him? You made the first condition, you paid him money, and you told him, write me out the shtar mechira to Resh Galusa. So how could you force him later to write a second shtar? So Marsa says, yes, like there's a chiddush here. Because now the time I would have thought to say, Motzi Yomalei, no, maybe Reuven, like the real owner, could say to the Shimon, listen, Neida Yedias, you know, the Anol and Avshoye Shakilna. That you know really I bought this property for myself. Like I'm paying the $10,000. So you know really this property is going to be my property. Why did I tell you to write the deed not in my name, but in the name of the big Resh Galusa? I only made like a strand, something strong. Rashi says, Lashon Chizik. Like I want to make it strong that it stays by me, that nobody can take it away from me. But really, Vizuzi Bechti Lashadino. But of course, I'm not a fool. I'm not just I'm throwing away $10,000. Like, you should understand that when I tell you to write the deed in the name of Resh Galusa, I'm only doing it that I should be able to keep on to it, but not that I should be throwing away my money. Elo adaita the cost of lishtar achrina. And for sure, I have in mind that you're going to write me under the tish, like under the table, a second shtar that I can always prove it. That in the case the Resh Galusa is going to want to take it away from me, in the case the Resh Galusa is going to die, and his kids are going to come and want to take it away from me, of course you're going to give me a second shtar saying that it really, really belongs to me. That's what I would have thought to say. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush no. Kamash Malan no, that the Moicha Rishimun has right to say the Yomalei. In Yonei Ablecha Bahad Yehu Tizavantalei Bishmei. You go do business with this Resh Galusa. Tonight, like Rashi says. In other words, you told me to write the deed up in Resh Galusa. I did what I was told. I'm finished. You're telling me a svara, you don't want to stand throw away your money in vain. You want to make sure you hold on to the karka. So go do business now with Resh Galusa. You go make up with Resh Galusa. They should write you up a shtar. V'yichtav l'cha shtar achrina. And let him write you up another shtar. Therefore, that's the svara that you can't force the meicher to write you a second shtar. When the meicher sold it to you, and you told him, give me a shtar in the name of Resh Galusa, he listened to you, and that's it. You can't force him to write you up a second shtar. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. But, let's say at the time when Reuven bought the field, he said clearly a condition of Tanai, that you're going to have to go ahead and write me up a second shtar, then we force the meicher to write up a second shtar. And this the Gemara says, pshita, of course. If you made a condition, of course, that was the condition. That I have a name to show that the karka is, you know, nobody can take it away from me, but you have to give me a second shtar that really, really it's mine. So pshita. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, the chiddush is like this. We need the chiddush in a case, the yoma lehu lesado kaimidide. That really Reuven, the buyer, never really spoke out the condition clearly to the meicha, to Shimon himself. But rather, he only said it out to the Edim in front of Shimon. True, everybody was there. Reuven, the one that's buying the field, and Shimon, the one that's selling it, in front of two Edim. Now, Reuven just said to the two Edim, Chazu d'shtar achrina kobina, that Edim like see, that even though right now you're signing on the shtar, saying the field go to Resh Glusa, but I'm telling you that you should see to it that I should get another shtar that really is under my name. But he never made the condition with the Meicha, with Shimon himself. He only said it in front of him to the Edim. So therefore, Mao, the time I would have thought to say, Motzi Yomale, that maybe Shimon, the real Meicher, has the right to say, Motzi Yomale, Amin Eshto Meheich, the Kosher Kalta Vishimei Kamrit, that maybe Shimon says, even though you mentioned about the fact of getting another star, maybe I thought you meant to say that you're going to go bother Resh Galusa, that they should write you up a second star, not me. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here, know that Reuven has a right to force or to ask Shimon to give him a second star. The Omalei, because Reuven has a right to say like this, Lohochi Tarchi, that's why I bothered myself. The Amri Lahu, Liyadim Kamoch, and I said in front of Edim in front of you, the Minoku de Kobino, the reason why I said it in front of two Edim, in front of you, Shimon, is because really I want you, Shimon, the real Meicha, to give me over the star that is the property is mine. So that's the Chiddush of this Braisa. Now the Gemara says a new case, Rav Kana Yoyiv Zuzei Akitna. Rav Kana gave somebody money to buy flax. Basically, it was a flax, a sale on flax. So Rav Kana sent down $100, and he bought $100 worth of flax. He sent the flax seller $100. L'soif, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, Iyaka Kitna, the flax went up in price. He bought $100, now it's worth $10,000, this flax. So Zavna, the owner of the store there, sold the flax, Zavna Maravsa, the Kitna, and he has now $10,000. So the Shiloh, does Rav Kana have a right to get this money or not? The question is, does this look like ribis or not? Because really what happened here is, Rav Kana never really received the flax. He never even made a kinyan on the flax. He just sent money for the flax. So really what it looks like is, Rav Kana gave $100, and is getting back now $10,000. It looks like ribis. So the shaila, was this mutter or not? That was the shaila. Is also the kind of the Rav, so he went in front of Rav. Omalei, my Eved, what should I do? Ezel Ishko Zuzi, do I have a right to take this money or not? Like, is it going to look like ribis or not? That was a shaila. Do we have a right to or not? Yeah. So Rashi said the first case was that Zavnim Ros Hitno Almanas Litin Demeyin Shein Loichim Rav Kana. Like the owner of the flax sold the flax Almanas, like he had intentions to give the money now to Rav Kana. So the question was, he's allowed to accept the money, does it look like ribis or not? So they asked Rav, Omalai my Evid, what should I do? Asakan Rav Omalai my Evid, Eid Leshkazuzi. Omalai said like this, Iki Kozavni. If when the owner sold the flax, Amri, he said like this, Hai Kitna the Kana who, if he spoke it at the time when he sold it and he told the person, you should know, I'm selling Rav Kana's flax, then Zil Shokel. Then you have a right to take the money. Like it was clearly like it was sold for you, so it's like your flax. So it's your profit, you're allowed to keep the money. V'loy, but if when the Moicha sold it, he didn't speak out your name, loy tishkol, then you're not allowed to take the money. So Gemara says, come on, who do you go like? Kivnei marova. The Chiru, you Rav, is going like Vnei marova, like a Takasha. Diyoma mihoy diyo labal chitim, shiik nechitim labal moyes. Like, Rashi says, "V'timiya kloima the arena miyodil aloichim sheiknu moyesen Rav Kana l'fikach lezochabem." Like you want to say, when the person bought this flax, since if they didn't mention Rav Kana's name, so the person that bought the flax doesn't know Rav Kana, so the money that he's paying is not going to Rav Kana. It's like the money is going to the one that's selling the flax. So therefore, it looks just as if now this person is giving $10,000 back to Rav Kana, and at the beginning you only gave him $100. In other words, when the owner sold the flax, he didn't mention Rav Kana's name, then it's as if Rav Kana never really owned the flax, and the one that's buying the flax is paying the money to the Meicher. So therefore, Rav Kana can't receive the money. So the Chur Takash, like who says we hold like Bnei Marova? The Chur, we don't hold like Bnei Marova. So Gemara says, Otu, miyoyi Rav Kana arba, v'shokel timna. Like, what's the kasha here? Did Rav Kana really give $4 like and get like $8? That's ribis. If I give you $4 and you later give me back $8, that's real ribis. But here, kitna memeluhu di'aikar. Hilachura, Rav Kana first gave the money to buy the flax. So the Zif Rav Kana owns the flax. So, and then the flax went up. Now, the person that buys it, even if he doesn't have in mind that to take it from Rav Kana, at the most is Migzo Gozle. Then the person is like stealing it from Rav Kana. Because the Maiso there, Rav Kana paid the money for the flax. So it's his flax. So when the owner sells it, even if you want to say the one that buys it doesn't know about Rav Kana and is doing something wrong, so at most it would be considered as if the guy is stealing it. And the klal is utanan, we learned, kol ha-gazlon, whenever you steal something, mishalum kashasak zela. You have to pay back kashasak zela. So what's the problem here? Anyway, lemaisa, the money should belong to Rav Kana. Rashi says, otu, mayich beslon biha knosen. Why do I care when the person buys the flax? V'chi Rav Kana also lito moyis. Like, was Rav Kana supposed to get back money? Like, did Rav Kana make a deal, I'll give you $4, lend it to you, and pay me back $8? That's not what Rav Kana did here. The Rashi says, Rav Kana bought flax. Now, wherever the flax is, Lamaisa belongs to Rav Kana. Rav Kana paid for this flax. Now the people that sold it, even if you want to say they had the right to sell it, cause lumine, at most they're stealing it now from Rav Kana. And therefore Mishalmim called Dom of Yoker, Kishasak Zela. Or Vishasak Zela Klahuker, right now it's worth much more money. So anyway, the money has to go back to Rav Kana. What's the problem over here? Sumara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Hossam, the case is like this. Amona Havoi, Voloi Moshe Rav Kana Lekitna. The case was like this, that when Rav Kana first gave the $100 for the flax, the Moicher did not have flax on hand. He didn't have the flax in stock. So Rav Kana never really was kind of the flax. He never like made a Mashiachir on the flax. He gave $100 down now that whenever the owner will get flax later on, the flax is going to belong to Rav Kana. That's called the Amona. The Rashi says Amona Hoya. Shenosim lem Mois Bamona. I gave you money now on trust. He didn't have the flax on him. Kishikibu Domin. Visni Moi. Kishar Hazoy. Litin Loi Kol Ashonek Vishazu. So that was the case over here. So really, Rav Kana never really owned the flax. The flax was not around. Just Rav Kana gave the person the money to buy the flax, and then made up like, I'm giving you $100 now, and right now, with $100, you get 100 pounds of flax. So whenever you get flax, it's as if I get 100 pounds of flax. And now, at the end of the year, 100 pounds of flax went up to worth $1,000. So therefore, Rav that said it's also over here, for Rav the time, Rav goes according to his own time. The Yom Rav, Oisin Amona Beperis, but V'yein Oisin Amona Bedomin. In such a case, we give money now, like on trust, that whenever you get the Peris later, you give me back the Peris, so it depends. If I give you $100 now for the flax, and at the end of the year you give me back the flax, that's Mutter. Even though when you give me back the flax, it's worth much more, that doesn't look like Ribis. Because it looks like a Mechira. I gave you money for flax, even though at the time when I gave you the money, you didn't have the money, but I didn't give the money for loan. I gave it to you on trust that whenever you get flax, it's going to be my flax. So later on, whenever you get the flax, it's my flax. If to give, you have to give it back to me. Even when you give it back to me, it's worth much, much more. That doesn't look like ribis. But if when you give it back to me, not the merchandise, not the peris, you give back to me money, like in this case here, that the Moicha sold the flax, and now he wants to give the $1,000 back to Rav, back to Rav Kana, that Rav hold looks like ribis. Because it looks as if I'm giving you $100, and later all you're giving back to me, later you're giving back to me $1,000. So it looks like halvor, even though really it was a transaction of business deal, but since when I gave the money, you didn't have the Paris on stock. I wasn't really kind of the Paris, so therefore it looks as if it's like halvor. Rashi says, it looks like I gave you money and I'm taking back much more. So that's why in this case, since Rav Kana never really made the kinyan on the flax, it looks like Alvo here, therefore it's also Mishum Rivis. So the Mishnah. Hagoizel eschaveir shava pruta. Somebody steals a shava pruta, he did an aver of gezel, v'nishbaloi. And you also swore that you didn't steal it. And Rashi says, and then voida, then you admitted that you swore false. So Alachar is, you have to pay back Karen and a Chaimish. So in such case, Alachar is, Yerlechenu Achav Lamodai. Here was Pashan, the Pasuk says clearly, the Chsir Rashi says, La Sherhu Loi. You have to return the Gzeil and the Chaimish to the person wherever he is. Even if he's in Japan, you have a Chia to go to Japan. Mishnah says Lamodai. That means to say, no matter where that Nigzal is now, you have to go after him and you have to give it to him.
Lo yitain lo libnei lo lishluchi. You can't give it to his son, you can't give it to a shliach. You have to give it to him directly. That's the posik, lasher hu loy. We'll see in the Gemara. Avon oisin lishliach bezdin. But there's a takon, you can give it to a shliach bezdin. That's okay. Rashi says, takantu, the other rabbon, the takon is a shovim. Shloi nechai lezeh loitzim moya mono for yitzloch agderach. Because otherwise, he goes travel to Japan, sometimes worth more than the pruta. So therefore, the guy won't return the money. So make a takona that you could get away giving it to a shliach bezdin. Via mace, let's say the nigzal died, yafli yoshev. Then you have to give it to the yoshev, and you have to go and give it to the yoshev mamish. No san lo yeskhen, let's say you paid back the keren. But lo yeskhen, let's say you just didn't pay back the extra fifth. Or else, mochel lo yala keren, let's say the nigzal was mochel, forgave you on the keren. Lo yeskhen, let's say you. Or else, mochel lo yal zeh, vi yal zeh, chutz mi pokna shav apruta, big keren. Or, but he was Michael both just less than a Shavapruta, then the locker is ain't Sarach Lelech Achrov. Then you don't have to Badavka return it to him. In other words, this special halacha that you have to go after the Nigzal and give it to him is only on the Keren. But if for some reason you're free for paying back the Keren, if he was Michael the Keren, just the Chaimish that you have to pay back, even in the case that the Chaimish is worth a Shavapruta, so it's a mitzvah Hashava, let you come and come to me, I'll give it to you. But then you don't have a special chiyuv to go after him wherever he is. The special chiyuv that you have, the gazlin, to go after the nigza wherever he is and give it to him, that's only on the keren and when it's worth lisa shavapruta. Yeah. Nosan, what about nosan lo yesachomish? Let's say you paid up the fifth. But v'loi nosan lo yesachomish, you didn't pay the keren. Or else mocha lo yalachomish, v'loi mocha lo yalachomish. Or else mocha lo yalzeh v'yalzeh, chutz mishavapruta v'keren. Except the Shavapruta, the Nigzal still wants back a Shavapruta. Then the Lachar is, since you have a Chi of Hashava here, at least the worth of a Pruta, of the Keren, that's the special Zechaz Kosev, Sorech Leilech Achrav. You have to go after him, even to Modai. You have to go after him. What's going to be Nosan Layat the Keren? Let's say you paid up the Keren, and about the Chaimish now, you deny the Chaimish. Like you said, I paid you up the Chaimish. Let's say you stole the $4, and the Chaimish, let's say that is the fifth. So then now I say, give me back the extra fifth, and you say I gave it up to you. And you swore that you paid it back. And then later you admit again that you swore false. Really, you never paid up that chaymish?